Today I am talking with Mrs. Ruth Curry, Mrs. Melvin Curry. She lives at 204 Thompson, Dyball. Today's date is March 18, 1986, and my name is Marie Davis. Miss Curry, when were you born?
I was born September the 19th, 1905.
Okay, and where were you born?
In Logansport, Louisiana.
And whom did you marry?
I married Melvin Curry in 1920.
Okay. What was his job?
He was a locomotive engineer.
Okay. And what are your children's names?
We have three girls and five grandchildren. My oldest girl was Lorraine. She was married to Lee Whittington. They had one son, Jano. Juanita, our second daughter, was married to J.P. Miller. They had two sons, John and Montgomery. Janice, our third daughter, married Herschel Vaughn. They had two children, Ruth and Andy.
Okay. Where did you grow up? Where were you raised?
I grew up in around Logansport in DeSoto Parish.
Okay. How did you meet Mr. Curry?
I was visiting a friend in Converse, Louisiana, and he was on a run out there.
Where was he working at the time?
I believe he was working for
He was on a train.
He was an engineer on a run. Mm-hmm. I believe Southern Pacific.
Mm-hmm. Is that just about all he ever did? He kind of started on the train.
That's all he ever did. Uh-huh. Was worked on the train.
Okay.
He was also a loaderman.
Mm-hmm.
And loading logs or things like that with heavy equipment.
Oh, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Occasionally he did that, but his main love was engineering.
Okay. When did y'all move to White City? You remember the day?
We went there in October when we married. And we stayed a few weeks, and then we came to Dyball and lived about 3 months, and then we went back to White City in 21.
Okay. Where did you live when you came to Dyball for that 3 months?
At the Star Hotel.
Okay.
Ms. Estes was the hostess there, then the proprietor.
Well, did you just kind of live the life of Riley while you were here that
right.
while you were here that 3 months?
Yes.
Kind of took it easy, huh?
Took it easy.
Yeah.
We went back to White City, and I think we boarded about 2 months with Mrs. Jordan. She had the boarding house there,
uh-huh.
And then we went to housekeeping.
Okay. what about your houses there?
Oh.
What kind of house did you live in? Well, first, let's say, where is White City? Where was it located?
White City is in St. Augustine County. There's a little town about 3 miles from there, Sturgis. And then there was, Broadus, Broadus was about 10 miles from there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Occasionally, we splurged and went shopping.
Would you go to Broadus to shop?
Yes, we'd go down on the train.
Oh, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
It was a train, a passenger train came out once a day.
Oh, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And then, we'd have to get a cab, a taxi, or somebody to bring us back.
Oh, uh-huh.
But it was fun.
Oh, yeah, to get away.
Get away.
Yeah. We're still that way today, aren't we?
Sure are.
Okay. Now, how long had the camp been started when you came there in 20? Was it pretty well going?
I didn't come. Oh. Yeah, Melvin stayed in White City to take up the log railroad.
No, I mean in 1920 when you...
Oh, we stayed there until 22.
Well, had the camp been going... had it been there quite a
while? It had been there quite a while. It was... I only lived there a little over a year. About a year and a half.
Yeah.
And then they moved to Fastrow.
But what about the housing in White City? What kind of house did you live in?
They were the boxcar type houses.
Mm-hmm.
They were very comfortable. They were built like a regular boxcar because they were transported over the railroad.
Mm-hmm.
They were loaded onto flat cars. And they were very comfortable.
Well, did you have just one car, or did you have
two? No, we had two cars.
One for the kitchen? And
yes, and one for the
bedroom.
Bedroom.
And, and sitting room. Okay.
Yeah.
Did you have a commissary there?
Yes, we had a real nice commissary and a meat market.
Well, was the commissary, was it a big box car, or was it...
No, it was a building that had been built there.
Well, what about the boarding house? Was it a big...
It was box cars.
Oh, it was?
Yes.
Just several of them together?
Yes, there was, I believe, three for the main building. And then they had a... different ones for the boarding, the men outside. They located near the boarding house, but not right in.
They'd sleep in a car and then come to the main place.
Yeah, come to the main building for their meals.
Okay. Now, what about the schools? Did they go to school, have a special school?
Yeah, they had a regular school there, elementary. I don't think there was any high school students there. I'm not sure because I didn't have any children in school at that time, and I don't know too much about what they had in school, but we did have school there and church.
Okay. Now, how did you do your laundry, your washing?
With a wash pot and 3-inch tubs and a rub board and lots of elbow grease.
Oh, good. Did you ever make lye soap?
No, I never did.
Okay. Where did they get the water supply?
We had running water for different for the house, but it came from a river, and I don't think it was too good. I know at the time, they hauled our drinking water. We had a little platform out by the fence every day, and we'd put our containers out, and a man would come along and fill them up with water from a spring. He'd have, I believe, about 3 barrels at a time loaded onto this little cart. And that's where we got our drinking water. But otherwise, we did have running water.
Did you have electricity?
Yes, we had electricity until 9 o'clock at night, and then it came on at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Okay. What did you do for recreation? Did you have a movie, or did y'all?
No, it wasn't too much to do. We played 42 and
visited with each other.
Visited with each other, and occasionally we had, on weekends, we'd go fishing. And
Okay. When they cut the logs over there, what did they do with them?
They were cut in the woods, and of course they had a railroad track that would go to different spots. They had a loader out there. First, they had a skidder. It would pull the logs in from the woods to the railroad track. The loader would load them on flat cars, and the log trains that were stationed out there would bring them into the camp. And then they were picked up by another log train from Dieball. mm-hmm. which transported them back to the mill in Nyboll.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. That's good. Did you have a doctor there?
Yes, we had a doctor, a full-time doctor, a Dr. Turner.
Did he go with y'all to Fastrell? When you went to Fastrell, did he go with
Yes, he did.
He went on to Fastrell.
He went on to Fastrell with us.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
By the way, that was Shorty Turner's, as we know him here,
yes.
his father.
Yes, okay. When you moved, when they cut all the logs over there and they were ready to move to Fastrell, how did they move the camp and the people?
I really don't know. I was visiting relatives at that time. I went visiting and stayed until everything was moved. Since Melvin had to stay out there, they left his train and one crew out there to pick up the railroad track into the where the camp was
mm-hmm.
before they were moved to Nyboll.
Mm-hmm. And they just go so far, I guess, with their train and pick up the track behind them?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, did they do that all the way to...
No, they just did that into
the White City. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure when the balance of the track was picked up down to Sturgis, but I think it belonged to another railroad.
Uh-huh. Okay. Do you know what happened to White City after the camp moved out? Was there any other people there besides
No, I'm sure that was the end of that little town.
Mm-hmm. Well, then, from White City, you moved to Fastrell.
Yes.
Had Fastrell, were y'all among the first people to move there?
No, we were the last to move there.
Oh, you were? Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. It had been there about 3 months when we moved in September, and I believe the camp, majority of them moved in June, maybe.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And well, had they brought these other people in, like from Walkerton and those camps?
Yeah, Fastrell? They were all there
uh-huh, before.
When we moved in September.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, what did you think of Fastrell when you first got there? Do you remember?
Well, I didn't think too much of it, but of course it got better. It grew, you know, and it was a great little place to live.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. After
it was, we had better housing there, and it was more comfortable.
Mm-hmm. And what the houses there were just regular houses.
They were regular four-room houses.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the company furnished these for you. These
yes,
were furnished.
It was furnished by the company.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We had a nice commissary there, a lot larger than the one in White City.
Mm-hmm.
We had a drugstore and a barber shop. It
mm-hmm.
was very nice there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, what about your water supply there? Where did it come from?
It came from Nature's River.
From the river. Mm-hmm.
But it was, evidently it was very good water because we drank it.
Uh-huh.
Seemed to thrive on it too.
Yeah. Okay. Then your children were born in
Lorraine was born in White City, and the other two was born at Fastrell.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Did Dr. Turner deliver all three
Dr.
of them?
Dr. Turner delivered all three of them at
uh-huh.
home.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, if somebody needed to go to the hospital, where did they go when you were living at Fastrell?
We went to Jacksonville.
Jackson.
To Travis Clinic.
Uh-huh.
Travis Hospital. Nan Travis Hospital. It was a very, very good
uh-huh.
hospital.
Uh-huh. Do you remember who the manager of the commissary was?
Yes, the first manager was Wood Russell.
Oh, is that right?
Uh-huh.
And he later came to Nyboll?
Yes, he later uh-huh. came to Nyboll, and it was a Mr. Hunter.
Do you remember his first name?
No, I don't. But the last manager we had was Sherwood Birch,
mm-hmm.
and he stayed until the camp moved. He was there quite a while.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, now, did he move into Dimebag?
No, he moved to Pineland. He was transferred to Pineland.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did they have the little round checks, little round cardboard checks at Fastrell like they did at Dimebag?
Yes, they did.
Same ones.
Mm-hmm. Same ones, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Well, did they have draw days?
They have regular draw days. I think they had them every day. Opened every morning, I believe, at 8:30, and you'd see them lining up.
Now, tell me about this. How did that work?
It worked fairly well, I mm-hmm. think. Of course, they had pay days, too. They always, mm-hmm. if you didn't draw, all your money out, but all your time out, rather, you would draw. They paid off in cash.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Someone said that some people never saw a payday, did you?
That's true. I think that's true in everyday life even now. A lot of people live from day to day, but there was a lot that really didn't live that way and never drew checks
uh-huh.
and
mm-hmm.
drew their full payday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Did the children in Fastrell seem to enjoy living there?
I think they did very much. They had lots of little parties. They had baseball during the summer and spring. And they had the rock hole in Nature's River every summer. It was a great place to go swimming. All three of my girls learned to swim in the rock hole.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
You can ask any child or man and woman that grew up there now where they went swimming, and they're glad to tell you the rock hole.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay. Did a lot of people fish in the river? Was fishing a pretty good sport in Fastrell?
Yeah, it was pretty good. Yes, mm-hmm. it was.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you wanted to go shopping when you lived at Fastrell, where would you go?
We went to Rusk.
Rusk mostly.
Or Jacksonville, which was, Rusk was 15 miles and Jacksonville 30.
Mm-hmm.
But it was nice
yeah.
shopping districts.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did they have churches in Fastrell?
Yes, we had one church. It was non-denominational, used by, I think, the Baptists and Methodists is the only one that, as far as I can remember, had church
mm-hmm.
there, but we
mm-hmm.
took turns.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, do you remember any of your Methodist preachers that came out to Fastrell?
The only one the Methodists ever had there was Brother Treadwell. He was a retired minister, but he was still a great one.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
He was loved by everybody there.
Mm-hmm. I think he'd been at Dieball at one time, too.
Yes, he mm-hmm. had. He was a pastor here, but he had retired when he came out there. And
uh-huh. mm-hmm. Well, what about the school at Fastrell?
We had a good elementary school, and the high school students was bused to Rusk.
Mm-hmm. Was this a regular school bus, or did the company furnish a bus?
It was a regular school bus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you remember any funny things or incidents that happened while you were living at Fastrell that have kind of stood out in your mind all these years?
No, not too many.
Not too many. Okay. Mm-hmm. Would you remember any special people that lived there that?
Well, now let me get back to special people that I can remember. There were a lot of good people there, nice people. In fact, the whole camp was, we didn't look on it then as a camp, really. Then it was a small town.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And it was everybody was very congenial and
mm-hmm.
seemed to cooperate in everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we was all proud of it.
Now, when did you move to Dieball?
We moved to Dieball in 39.
Why did you move ahead of the other people? A lot of the other people, something.
Well, there was a change in here, I think. Melvin was, that train crew there was transferred to Dimeball, and they'd begun pulling the logs from Fastrell to Dimeball.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what happened to the train crew that had been doing that. They probably retired or something, but anyway, they were moved in here to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so they moved the train crew in here at that time. Mm-hmm. That's why we moved ahead of the camp. And the camp moved, I believe, in 42.
41.
41.
Someone said.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I knew that, you know, that y'all came early.
Yeah.
And so, okay. Well, now, how did they move you to Dimeball?
The company moved us on trucks.
Mm-hmm.
Or
you didn't move on the train.
No, we didn't move on the train.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, what did you think about Dimeball when you got here?
Well, I'd always loved Dimeball from the first 3 months I'd lived here, and I was happy to come back.
Oh, good. Good.
I knew a few people, which helped a lot, I think.
Uh-huh. It always helps. Well, what did the people in general, you think, what did they think about closing Fastrell?
Well, it was kind of sad to some of them, I think. But, and some of them, you know, they didn't mind it, but a lot of people was really upset about it. But I think they enjoyed living in Dimeball after they were moved and got settled.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there still a closeness between the people who lived in Fastrell and the people
yes,
after they moved to Dimeball?
I think there is a very close connection because we shared something that people here didn't share with us, and
mm-hmm.
It's our best memories are faster
uh-huh.
the good times we had together there.
Uh-huh.
However, there's very few of us still living that was lived at Fastrell.
Uh-huh.
There is a few.
Some of the children.
Well, a lot of the children
uh-huh.
are, but
uh-huh.
the older people.
Uh-huh.
But the children have a lot of good memories of Fastrell.
Uh-huh. Do they ever have reunions, the people?
Yes, they still have reunions up at on the river there. Of course, you know, when Fastrell moved, that all the houses was moved, and there was one house left there for a caretaker that
mm-hmm.
it was reforested, and he cared for the forest.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, did they tear down the commissary and
everything? There wasn't a thing left. We went back several years ago, me and the three girls, and we couldn't, they looked for our house place. Of course, they couldn't find it. They did find a big cactus bed, which we'd had in our yard, so there were still cactus there, and that's the only thing that they could, what place they could locate and call out where we lived.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Well, what did they do? Do you remember what they did with the buildings? Did they just...
They sold them, I think.
Them
uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Tore them down, and a lot of them were moved.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. And the railroad track and...
It was mm-hmm. all taken up.
Mm-hmm. Everything was taken up. Mm-hmm.
One thing I remember about Fastrell, when the place was built, sycamore trees was put out in every yard.
Oh.
When we left, they were huge trees. But I'm sure the company sold those because they were all cut down and they make very good lumber
mm-hmm.
for furniture and things like that.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But y'all took good care of them.
Oh, right? Yes. They were great.
Uh-huh. Provided a good shade for
yes,
you, didn't
uh-huh.
it?
Yes, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I think each yard had two in it, you know.
And oh, uh-huh. And they were painted there.
No, the houses weren't painted.
Oh, okay. The houses weren't painted?
No.
Inside or outside?
No, they mm-hmm. were sealed inside.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the houses here weren't painted for a long time.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the houses were sealed, but we papered two rooms with building paper, heavy building paper,
mm-hmm.
you know, it made for warmth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Fastrow was a cold place.
Yeah.
In the winter, especially.
Yeah. Well, then, did you have a garden? And
yes, we had a garden.
Did you have a cow and chickens? And
yes, we did.
Uh-huh.
Yards, of course. We had big yards, which was built by the company, and gardens, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There was a garden placed between each house, garden spot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you ever work outside the home when you were in Fastrow?
No, I never did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Could you buy most anything you needed at the commissary?
Yes, you could. Mm-hmm. They had dry goods, and of course they had a drug store too. You got
mm-hmm.
medication there.
Mm-hmm.
Just everything. It was a good place to live.
Mm-hmm. Well, at Christmas time, did the company do anything special for the children? Do you remember?
I can't remember that because we always went home
mm-hmm.
for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, when you moved to Diboll, did you feel that you and your family were accepted by the people who lived here?
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. And it didn't take, when you moved, how many children did you have in school here?
I just had one. Janice was in school here.
Mm-hmm.
Lorraine was in college, and Juanita stayed at Fastrow with a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And finished high school. It was her last year, and she wanted to finish at Rusk, which she did.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And then she went on to Louisiana Tech. She's never lived in Diboll, and Lorraine never lived in Diboll.
But Janice?
Janice did.
Yeah, okay. After you got here, and if you wanted to move to another house in Diboll, how would you go about getting another house?
Well, of course, when I moved here, I didn't get the house I wanted, but I lived until I was settled. And we lived in the one we moved in about a year.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a man in charge of the houses here, a Mr. Jackson. But I was wanting a house pretty badly, and I felt like Mr. Henry Temple was my best bet, which I went to him, and he gave me the first house that became vacant,
mm-hmm.
which was the Otis house.
Mm-hmm.
And then later, this house that I'm living in became vacant, and which was a better house, a better location. He asked me if I wanted, and of course I did.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still here.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, then, when the company offered to sell the houses, did you buy your house?
Yes, we did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the greatest thing that ever happened to Diboll, because they were helped to get a home, and they were so cheap that they couldn't turn them down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think it was just great that what the company did for the people of Diboll.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, since Mr. Curry and you have been associated with Diboll so long, did y'all always feel that you were treated pretty fairly?
Yes, we did.
Mm-hmm.
We lived here, of course. All of our married life was spent with Southern Pine Lumber Company.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then when Mr. Curry moved over here, would he, what was his job? Did he go back to bringing he worked on the log train.
Yes, until mm-hmm. there was a, the senior engineer here, and then he was put on TSE freight train. Mm-hmm. You know, they pull the logs from here to Lufkin, our freight.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then he ended his career when he...
Yes, he retired in 59.
Uh-huh. And he was working for the TSE then?
Yes,
mm-hmm. Okay. I guess he had some good experiences.
Yes, he did, but he enjoyed it. He was always a railroad man.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay. Were you ever employed outside the home after your children?
Yes. During the war, I worked at the commissary about 8 years.
What did you do there?
Well, I did anything that needed to be done, from selling groceries and dry goods and posting tickets, and the last few years we had a bookkeeping machine and I operated it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Who was the manager of the commissary when you worked there?
Kirk Drew.
Mr. Drew, okay. When you worked faster on